Unless what?
Deborah, so I realize like this that we've been learning melachos about wool, and we sort of skipped the melacha about how you get to wool, which is called gozes, right? We spoke about melaben, which is like scouring. We spoke about soveah. We spoke about menapetz, like combing, right? That was Michal's favorite. So now we're going to speak about gozes, which is how you get wool. Gozes is obviously, it's fairly simple to understand, but let's learn a Mishnah together, Tzadidah on the base with a little bit of Gemara.
What page are on the photos?
So in the Makoros, it's on, I mean, I didn't print them all out just because Bar Ilan was down this morning, but it's on page 8. I give you a bunch of Makoros over there. In Mishnah Tzadidah on the base. Hanotel tziparnav zubazu, obashina. But if I cut my nails, even if I like rip my nails off, or I use my teeth, that's something you should never do. Like to cut your nails with your teeth, but people tend to do that too often. Bechein sara if I cut my hair, bechein sfamo if I cut my mustache, bechein zakano if I cut my beard, bechein hagodelas, right? All these things are going to be explained in the Gemara. Godeles, Kocheles, and Pokeses. If you look in the Gemara, like four lines in the bottom, that Godeles at first the Gemara thinks is it's a type of weaving. Kocheles, the Gemara thinks is like a type of ksiva. Kocheles is like you put mascara on, and they would put it like around their eye. So the assumption is that like it's some form of Kosev that way. And Pokeses, the Gemara says, is a form of Tovek. What Pokeses is, so Rashi in the Mishnah has two Perushim. Either Pokeses is that you fix your hair with a comb, and fixing your hair in this case does not mean you're combing your hair. Fixing your hair in this case means like you're parting it or something, or you're just touching up. So that is pokeses, either if you use a comb or use your hands. Other people understand, Rashi writes, that pokeses means that you put some dough on your face and you make your face like redder. Do people do this?
Like
There used
what?
to be a thing like putting on like mud masks or something, and then it would.
The point is to make
What?
it redder or to clean your face or like exfoliate.
Again, I don't know. Rashi writes, Kishenot lo madim habasar. Rashi writes that pokeses means the face becomes redder. So this is what the Gemara first says, like Godelis is a form of braiding, Kochas is a form of braiding. So the Rabbanon say, Om Rabban kamed rabavo, b'chi derech hariga b'kach, b'chi derech ksiva b'kach, b'chi derech tzviya b'kach. How can you be chayiv for tove? If you do this, hey, five for kosei, that's not the normal way to write. Ella, Amrav Avol, Ledi, Mifrashalim, Mine, Jeb Yosi, Rebchanina, Kochelas, is Sovaas. Right? Kochelas, if I put mascara on, that's a form of dyeing. Like makeup is dyeing. Godelas, Upokesas, Mishum, Bone. And if I do some sort of hair braiding, that is considered the melacha of bone. The Gemara asks, is it derech binyan mikach? So the Gemara, yes. But even Hashem al kimas hatzela milame shekila kodesh baruch hu lechava behaviyah eitzo adam. That meaning to say that the melacha of bone applies to guf ha'adam. If I braid my hair on Shabbos, that is the melacha of bone. If I braid my hair on Shabbos, that is not the malacha of weaving, because that's not the normal way to weave. But in terms of bone, we have a gzeres hakosa that this is the normal way to do bone. What that means, by the way, the Achrayim say, is am I allowed to, let's say, braid my sheitel on Shabbos? Right? So my sheitel is not, I don't own one, but my sheitel is not attached to my head. So it would not be the melacha of bone. However, the Rambam in Perek Yud has a chiddush that haposel chavolim is a chayv of kosher. The Rambam writes, if I take rope and I twine them together, like usually have like a bunch of little strings, and then you wrap it together to make a bigger rope. So the Rambam would say that that is considered kosher. So braiding a sheitel might be kosher, but it's not going to be boneh.
Why wouldn't it be boneh?
It's not boneh because braiding doesn't sound like boneh. It's only braiding. Braiding is only boneh because it's a special gzeres hakosa by Yivan Hashem Elokim Hatzela. Special gzeres hakosa that Rabbeinu Shalom brought Chava to Adam Harishon with her hair all braided. Right? But if not for that gzeres hakosa, which only applies to the human body, if not for that gzeres hakosa, it would not be boneh. It's not a logical thing that braiding hair should be boneh.
In camp, everybody always gives you a hard time about that.
About braiding hair?
My family custom is that we do braid hair on Shabbos.
Yeah, so this is a common thing in camps in general. You know, my family minhag, actually yesterday when Rav Sheffer was speaking about the Rav, so he was talking about the Rav's attitude toward minhagim, how the Rav was a staunch defender of minhagim, and he began by quoting the line in Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says that minhag is osios gehenim for a reason. Like, people say, oh, it's my minhag. Like, come on, no. Like, minhag can be osios gehenim. You got to be careful. But basically, the Mishnah talks about a whole bunch of things. Godelas, kothelas, pokeses. Reb Lezer says you're chayiv, and the Chachamim say that you are potter. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yezer, you have to bring a carbon. But you chayiv a carbon chatos in this case. And the Chachamim say it's only a shavus. The Gemara says it's only on a. It's an issur drabonim. Okay, so that's the first little bit of. That's the Mishnah. Skip to the Gemara, two lines into the wide lines in the Gemara. V'chein saro. Remember, if I cut my hair, right, if I'm no tel saro, so. The Mishnah says that. That's going to be also either it's doiraisa drabon, the blazer and the chachamim. Zakti gemara tana hanotam lo pi hazug chayiv. The kamam lo pi hazug amr Rav Yehuda shtayim. Right, every malacha has a certain amount to be chayiv. Right, you need a shear in order to be chayiv a carbon, so it means two hairs. Reb Aaron Lichtenstein, I remember, gave a shiur once in Yeshiva where he spoke about that it seems in like most areas of halacha, the definition of se'ar is two, right? Like to become a gadola, you need shtei seiros, right? It's a, it could be that the definition of hair is two. And we're saying that melo pi hazug is going to be a mechayev, like the tip of a scissors. You're going to be chayiv. The Gemara earlier said that according to the Chachamim, you're chayiv b'keli. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're even chayiv b'yad. Umodim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'melaket levanos mitoch shchoros. Shafilu achas chayiv. V'darviza ach b'chol asor mishum shenema lo yobash gevar simlas isha. Right? A man is not allowed to pull a white hair out of black hairs. Because that's considered well, yobash gever simlas isha. Usually, you need two hairs to be chayiv, right? For gozes, but if you have one white hair like inside a group of black hair, so that gives some chashivos to this white hair, and because it gives it chashivos, so therefore you're chayiv even on one hair, and you can't even do it on an ordinary Wednesday because of lo yobash gever. Now, we spoke about, when we learned Parakabona, about when you have a shear of kosev shtei osios, for example, right? But if you have kosev osachas v'shlim on sefer, you're also going to be chayiv. Now, how can you be chayiv? If the definition is you need shtei osios, how are you chayiv with one? So the answer probably is that shtayim is just a way of creating chashivos. One hair is usually insignificant. Two hairs is a thing. Right, but if I have one hair that's a white hair and I pull it out from all the black hairs, so in that situation I'm going to be chayiv. It's usher for men to do even b'chol, based on lo yobash gever simlas isha, a man who has a white hair. So are you allowed to dye your hair? Is that also lo yobash gever simlas isha? So many of the poskim say that the definition of yobash depends on what is considered societally accepted. No? Lo silbash isha simlas gever. Is it mutter for women to wear pants? Right? So this is, do you want to give the shir on this? Or?
Wearing pants?
That one we're not getting to.
My students are papers.
Oh, it's a very good topic. And the pashtus is that it's not lo silbash isha simlas gover because in our world, women wear pants. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that's also for a man to look in a mirror. That's lo yobash ish simlas gover. Lo yobash, whatever. Lo yobash gever simlas isha. Right? It's also for a man to look in the mirror. All the Rishonim say that in communities, that people look in mirrors, that men look in mirrors, I have to be careful, in communities that men look in mirrors, so it's mutter. But the Ran writes, afilu hachi hachachamim or nimna'im mizeh. Even so, like Talmidei Chachamim, refrain from looking in mirrors. So I always thought that that's the pshat in the minhag of why, generally speaking, you know, frum women don't wear pants. Or from women of a certain type of, why not? Like, there's no lo silbash isha simlas gover on the pants. Today it's pretty standard that women wear pants. So I thought the pshat was based on this Ran, that the Ran says that even though in your community, Rev Getzel Ellenson has a book, right? So three volumes, right?
The modest way.
It's translated in English, but the Hebrew is like very good. Yeah. The godless of that book is that he gives makoros. It's like you're like learning through the sugyas. So according to this Ran, the idea is that when he says that, like the chachamim nimna'im mizeh, so that's why stuff that the Gemara says is usher, but because of societal differences, it became mutter. But afilu hachi chachamim nimna'im mizeh. I think that's the pshat in why that, like, wearing skirts has sort of become the equivalent of a man wearing a yarmulke, right? It shows a certain club affiliation. I think, is that a fair way to say it? Okay, to say there. So what does a man do about dying hair? Man begins to have white hair. I don't know anyone like this, but like you start to have white hair. So either you could like bite the bullet and say, okay, I'm going gray. Or is dyeing hair mutter? So in a community that men dye hair as a matter of course, it's not considered lo yobash gever simlas isha. However, it's for sure mutter if you have, let's say, a man begins to have some white hair, it's for sure mutter to dye all your hair white. Right? That for sure is okay. Fine, let's go back to the Gemara.
Wait, I have a question also.
Yes.
Like the chashivas of the white hair, can that be like subjective? Like if I'm like tweezing my eyebrows and I have like one hair that's like really sticking out, with only one hair, so it like makes a difference if it's that hair.
Again, I didn't like look into this so much in the post-skim, but it would seem that way, yeah. It would seem that way. The next Gemara goes on about a sugya of Tzipor and Shapiresh.
Which is also be true for women taking, I guess this is your question, women taking one by hair, that's your question.
Right, in other words, if what we're saying, I think what Michal is asking is that, like, what we're saying is that one hair can have chashivos. So it's not just that it has chashivas in the sense of like a man plucking one hair from a whole bunch of black hairs, but it could have chashivas also. If you just have like one stray hair, you want to pluck that one part of the eyebrow that's like out of place, right? I think that's what you're trying to say. Again, I haven't seen anything beferish, but the pashtus is, I would say that it's a din chashivas, yeah. Okay. The Gemara then goes on. It's a complicated sugi about Tziporin Shapirish Ruba, about when your nail begins to come off, that you're going to be chayiv. if you pull it. But if it's pirish ruba, so then if most of the nail comes out, so it depends which way you're going to be, whether it's pirish kalape maila and mitzah eres, in those cases it's mutter to pull the nail off. That's a hard din to understand, because the Rishonim argue in Hakatze El Hakatze about what's considered klape mala. Right? When it says that klape mala is going to be okay, so in Shin Chav Ches Seif Lamed Aleph,
what?
Simin Shin Chav Ches Seif Lamed Aleph, so Tziporin Shapirish, etc. If it's Pirsha Ruben Kalapi Maila and it's Mitzar and it's Mitzar you, then you're allowed to remove it biyad. Rashi says Kalapi Mala means Kalapi Rashi Etzba Osav. Rabbi Nutam says Kalapi Mala means Kalapi Hagof. And therefore you have Bichoshish Lashne HaPerushim. Right? Meaning that Lamaisa Tziporin Shapirish is going to be Osir to pull off, because it's only mutter if it's pirish kalape maila. Rashi says, let's say kalape maila, if this is my finger, kalape maila means towards the tip of my finger. Rabbi Tam says it means this way. So they're arguing in a kasa la kasa, so that like takes away any kula that we would have about the tziporin shapirish. Right? If you look at the little tenses over here, it quotes machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Tam. Okay.
Well, why can't we just talk to them about it?
Yeah, it would be nice. It would make life easier.
When do we decide if we koshesh for our opinions versus not? I guess this is a metaphor question. You know,
I think diagonally is going to be also according to all the opinions.
Yeah, but that's part of the like kind of funny part about mezuzah, no?
So mezuzah, yeah. Because it's a weird sort of compromise. Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Tam, should I put like Sifrei Torah this way or this way? What's more by Kovadik? Right? So we do this way. Many understand that's like a pshara la halacha, that like we're trying to compromise. It's a difficult type of pshara because the chori you're nishtahi nishtahir. Okay, that's what we do with Misasa. Okay, so let's see the earlier Taisus. The Taisus Dimasko Aval. Is it very warm in here? Can I trouble you to turn on the fan, maybe?
Sure.
So if I pull off my fingernails or my hair, so if I do it bekli, according to the Chachom, I'm going to be chayiv. Right? So if I cut my hair on Shabbos, I'm chayiv. So Tosis is bothered by the kasha. Why are you chayiv? We have a principle throughout Masechta Shabbos of Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about whether you're chayiv a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa or not. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, there is a machlokes and ayin dalet between the Rishon and what does malacha she'ena tzricha legufa mean. The paradigmatic case in the Gemara is hachofer guma ve'in tzarech ala la'afara. If I dig a hole and all I need is the dirt, I don't need the actual hole, so I'm not going to be chayiv. That's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. That case is also mekalkel, etc. The definition of malacha sheina tzricha legufa isn't actually simple, but the assumption is that if I cut hair and I do not need what comes off, right? If I dig a hole, so the, so to speak, theft of the malacha is the hole. Or, right, so hakofer guma ve'ein tzarech ala afara, that's not the normal way of doing it. But if it is that I right, in other words, if you hold that malacha she'in tzricha legufa is going to be potter, so then when I dig a hole and I only need the dirt, it is not going to be chayiv. That's a malacha she'in tzricha legufa. Because the ordinary reason why you dig a hole is you need the hole. Similarly, Zaktaisis, when we say by cutting hair on Shabbos, right, we're on Sadi Dalad on the days, in the Taisus, when we say that the kli, you're going to be chayiv if I cut your hair with a scissor, zaktosis, that's only according to Yehuda that you're chayiv from Malacha Shein and Tzrifa Gufa. According to Reb Shimon, that I'm potter on Malacha Shein and Tzrifa Gufa. So therefore, I'm only going to be chayiv if I actually need the hair that comes off of my head. If I'm stuffing a pillow, so then I need the hair. So in that case, according to Reb Shimon, I'm going to be chayiv.
Don't hold like Reb Yehuda.
So whether we hold like Reb Yehuda or not is a machlokas between the Rambam and the rest of Judaism. The Rambam paskins that Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is chayiv, but the consensus mahalach in Shulchan Aruch is that Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is going to be Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is going to not be chayiv. It's going to be potter. That's the shita of Reb Shimon in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shimtes Zayin. There are two shitos that are quoted about Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa. Lahalacha, it's generally accepted that Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is going to be pater like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda that you're chayiv. So Zaktaisis, if I cut my hair, the Mishnah says I'm chayiv. But that could only be chayiv if I hold like Reb Yehuda that Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is chayiv. If I hold like Reb Shimon that Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is potter, so I'm only going to be chayiv if I actually need the hair, and that is not a reasonable mahalach. It's not reasonable that you're cutting your hair because you want the chatzah of the hair, so to speak. You want to stuff your pillow, or you're cutting your hair because you want to make a sheitel out of it. You're in some temple in India, right? So you're cutting hair because, right, you want the hair. That's not the normal way that people cut hair. Agreed? Good. So then Taisus is bothered by the kasha. Maybe when the Rabbanan say that you're potter in the Mishnah, right? Remember, according to Rabbi Yezer, you're chayiv. According to the Chachamim, you're potter. Maybe das gufa is the machlokes. Maybe Rabbi Yezer holds that Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is going to be chayiv, and the Chachamim say that you're going to be potter. So Tosis says, no, that can't really be the pshat, because the Gemara doesn't sound that way. If that would be the pshat, so then even Bekli, you would be potter according to the Chachamim, because it's still Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa. The fact is, we paskin that no tail Saro Bekli is going to be chayiv according to Rabbi Yezer. According to Chachamim, it's going to be notice how Bekli according to everybody is chayiv. Why would you be chayiv according to the Chachamim if Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is potter? The Teretz is of Taisus that everyone is saying. In this sugya, everyone holds that Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa is going to be chayiv. But what would emerge is that if you cut your hair, lama'asa, you can't be chayiv. Because lama'asa, I don't paskin like Rebbe Yehuda.
Did you say that sentence before that sentence one more
time? The sentence before that sentence. I'm not sure which one. Chayiv means I have to bring a carbon.
Yeah.
If I cut my hair, so the Chachamim say that if I cut my hair b'kli, I'm going to be chayiv. Now, if the pshat in the Chachamim in the Mishnah, when they say I'm potter, if the pshat is I'm potter because it's a Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa, because I don't need the hair, so even if I cut my hair with the scissors, I should be potter. The fact that the Gemara says that according to the Chum, I'm only potter if I rip my hair out, that would indicate that, what's it called? That would indicate that the Chachamim say you're potter, not because of Malacha Shein Tzrifa Gufa, but the Chachamim are saying potter because it's not a normal way of dealing with hair. And Rabbi Yezer says I'm going to be chayiv for that.
So it just comes down to whether or not it's a normal way of dealing with hair?
I think so.
And that's the whole guess between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yezer?
The Gemara says that the machlokas is biyad, But the Kaili, everybody says you're going to be chayiv. Right? Amar Rebbe Elazar, machlokas biyad, the Kaili, chayiv. Right? And Rashi writes, because it's ein derech gezisa b'kach. So basically, Tosis is saying that this sugya of cutting hair, that you're chayiv b'chatos, is not relevant lahalacha. We're good?
No.
You're not going to be chayiv achatos. It might be also midrabanan, but you can't say that you're chayiv achatos for cutting hair because we pass him lacha shem shrich legufa as
potter. But if I'm saying that you're chayiv
even
biyad, that's not
a normal way to use the computer. Rebbe Eliezer says you're going to be chayiv biyad. He assumes that you don't. It doesn't have to be the normal way. It's not enough of a shinoi. It's focused more on the result than on the maisa. According to Rebbe Eliezer, pulling out hair, the yad is still going to be chayiv. So you're asking why.
Meaning, okay, with those sources, we were trying to figure out, like, maybe the proof of a focus is that they disagree about machshin to food.
So Tos says that's out of hand. Right.
Then you suggested now that based on Rashi, then the Kusama Fokus and Kamar Eliezer is what's like the normal Derek Gaziza. But then I said, oh, but for Rabbi Eliezer, like,
how is it Derek Gaziza? You're pulling out with your hair.
And then you said, oh, maybe for him, the Kusama Fokus isn't really about Derek Gaziza.
Rabbi Eliezer holds it doesn't have to be Derek Gaziza to be Chayyav.
So then the Kusama Fokus is not about Derek Gaziza and what they think is or isn't. It's about whether or not that's the
that it's source. Necessary.
Meaning what's the machlokas is about what is important to make something chayiv gozim. Meaning what's the factor that makes it look them chayiv and they don't agree about it. It's not that everyone agrees that they're because either they just have different standards.
In other words, you're saying that it's not a machlokas in metzias about whether it's their gaziza.
It's a machlokas. I mean, I don't think that it is there because he's gonna pull out with your hair. Maybe that's what you could say. But meaning already you were giving different explanations of what Rabbi Eliezer would say. In which case, the machlokas doesn't seem to be about, you know, what's the scope of in there because he's of the path. They seem to have different considerations about what's in high and what's in the
lava. I mean, I'm willing to say that. I don't know, though, how much it matters la halacha because I don't pass in Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, we paskin like the Chachamim that you're chayiv, let's say, if you're notel b'keili, not biyad, because biyad is not derech gezizo. That's what Rashi learns in the Gemara. Whether Rabbi Eliezer is maskim that you need derech gezizo, or Rabbi Eliezer is not maskim, I don't know how much that matters, la halacha. Is that fair?
So, just to clarify, meaning what you're saying, and this is the last one in Tosfos, that this is never lemaisa because you're never going to cut with a scissor or whatever. So any, therefore you'd be putter.
So therefore you, it's not, it's almost never shayach to be chayach for cutting hair because we paskin that melacha shein tzrich legufa is going to be putter. And unless I need the hair itself, it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa.
I thought it wasn't about melacha shein tzrich legufa.
The machlokas of Eliezer and the Chachamim is not about melacha shein tzrich legufa. But meaning, Tosas holds, everybody is going to say that melacha shein tzrich legufa is potter. And when we say chayiv, we're talking about that other shita and tanoim that melacha shein tzrich legufa is chayiv. So if I be... Huh? Not the Chachamim. Tosis rejects them. The Chachamim say you're potter. I'm only chayiv if I use a keli.
Right.
So it can't be that the Chachamim say that the reason I'm potter is because melacha shein tzrich legufa is a
crisis. Yeah,
the Chachamim. What?
I'm with you all the way.
So far, so good.
Until then, at the end, I think it's in there. Everyone passes. Right,
what's
just at the end that it's not relevant to myself, and everyone holds them up to
right.
You reject that as being relevant here.
No. We reject as being relevant in that we said that our Gemara is going to the opinion, is going according to the opinion that Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Chayiv. But I don't hold that way, La Halacha.
So the Chachamim Shita about using a plea is like not really the Chachamim Shita.
When the Chachamim say I'm chayiv if I use a keli, that means that the Chachamim are saying within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm chayiv if I use a keli.
Why? We need to hear more if you use a
keli
and if you don't?
No. No, within Rabbi Yehuda, I'm chayiv even though I don't need the hair. So according to him, I'm chayiv with a scissor because that's the derech. In order to be chayiv, I need two things, right? It has to be that either you hold that Malacha Shein Sechel Gufa is potter, but you need the hair, or you're saying that Malacha Shein Sechel Gufa is chayiv. And even if you want to say Malacha Shein Sechel Gufa is chayiv, it still has to be that it's derech. We're good so far?
Yeah.
Deep breath. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So according to Taisus, you're never basically going to be chayiv for cutting your hair, you won't be put to death, right? It's going to be Asur Midraban. Look at Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Mem, Sif Aleph. Asur Lito Sa'aro, Otsi Parnav. You can't cut your hair. You can't cut your nails. Bein biyad, bein bekli, bein laatzmo, bein laacherim, v'chayav al shtei saros. That's a Shulchan Aruch writes that you're chayav. Now, Shulchan Aruch is cutting and pasting the lashon of the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that Malacha Shein Sechel Gufa is chayav. But it's difficult why Shulchan Aruch would quote this shita when the Mechaber does not really hold that Malacha Shein Sechel Gufa is going to be chayiv.
It works for the Rambam
because the Rambam holds that you're chayiv, but the Mechaber has two shitas about Malacha Shein Sechel Gufa. We don't know what the Mechaber really holds. The Vilna Gaon over here writes that the Mechaber over here is going within the sheet of the Rambam. Now, this makes sense if you say that the Shulchan Aruch is not really a halacha work in the sense of practical halacha, but Shulchan Aruch is a digest, to quote major shitos. So I have to present dinim of cutting hair. It's easiest to quote the sheet of the Rambam. I can't say that you're really going to be chayiv over here, la halacha la ma'aseh, because if you don't hold like the Rambam, you're going to not be chayiv. But just because the Rambam has good formulations, we use the lashon of the Rambam. You're smiling. You don't like this idea that Shulchan Aruch is, huh?
No.
Not at all. Okay. That's fine.
Well, could it be that he actually just really agrees with the Rambam?
So the other way of saying is that the Mechaber agrees with the Rambam. But that's hard to say because earlier the Mechaber did not agree with the Rambam. The Mechaber quotes two opinions.
But maybe just to say, like, well, I'm admitting the other opinion.
Again?
Maybe the Mechaber before was just saying,
in other words, that over here, maybe the Mechaber really is tilting his hat.
Yeah, like, here's
the, it's possible. That certainly is not an impossible shita. It's just not.
And also with the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, and it's assuming you're a Bana,
it's no. He doesn't always say that. That's why I think the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting the Lashon HaRambam. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to tell me when I'm Chayv Kor Mechatos. He's living after that time. Okay. Here. Look in the Bir Halacha. The Chayv. Bir Halacha writes, Hine Atesis Kashu. So Dafka Reb Yehuda, the Mochashin Sukhan Gubaskari, according to Reb Shimon that you're Pater, you're going to be Pater even Bekele. And the Achronim therefore asked, how come you're quoting this din? You're passing like Reb Shimon. And the Mechaber, how come over here he's Sasam, when in Shin Tes Zayin, the Mechaber is more inclined that you're going to be Pater? Right? In Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Tes Zayin, if Ches, you have the machlokes about the Shmone Shratzim. That if you injure them, no, excuse me, Hatzadim Litzarech Chayiv, Shelo Litzarech, Ostam is Pater Aval Aser. Right? If I trap these animals, so usually you don't need one of the shratim. If you trap it, so then it's considered shalol letzorech or stam, it's asur midrabanan. According to the Rambam, going to be chayiv because the Rambam holds malchus shein zricha gufa as chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered by the kasha. How come the Mechaber over here says that you're going to be chayiv when earlier he said, or earlier he was inclined, he tilted his hat, that you're going to be Pater Melacha Shein Tzricha Gufa. So the Magen Avraham writes, right, the Mishnah Berurah, this is all that Bir Halacha. The Magen Avraham says that we're talking about a case that you actually need the hair that you cut off. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, that can't be. Because if I actually need the hair, so I'm only going to be Chayiv when I cut off the requisite shear of how many hairs I need, which is two. If I cut one hair, I can't be chayiv because I need two hairs. That meaning to say, this idea that we saw in the Gemara, Malakit Levonos Mitov Shoras Echayiv Ba'achas, well, if you have to use the hair, so then you can't be chayiv on just one hair. And based on this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Gra says that the Mechaber over here is passing like the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by this kasha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a tshuva in the Rivash. The Rivash is tshuva. Here. Are you guys following in this Bir Halacha? It's a very long Bir Halacha. But it's long. In my Mishnah Berurah, it's like on the first column, V'hinei harivash in simon shin sadi dalad. Right? So the Rivash writes that the malacha of Gozes is considered a malacha even according to Reb Shimon, even if you don't need the hair. The Gaziza Haisa B'Mishkan Shlo Letzorech HaTzemer V'HaSeyar Rak Letzorech Ha'or Kimo Kigon Ba'oros Tuchashim. Wow. Right? Zak the Rivash, that the source of Malach is from the Mishkan. When they did Gozes in the Mishkan, they don't need the stuff that comes off. Right? They need the Or. And because they need the Or, Alkein chayiv koshu letzarech gufo, afal pi she'inu tzarech l'seyar, u'melach ha'tzricha l'gufo hi ad pan l'shono. Right, so Tosfos says that this sugya that says that you're chayiv for cutting your hair is not relevant. It's only going to be asur midrabanan in the worst case scenario. But the Rivash says that the melacha is the melacha that the chafta of melacha, as it were, is on the ar. So when I don't need the hair in order to be chayiv, the definition of the malacha is just like by the oris to chashim, you're going to be chayiv. By the way, the Chassam Sofer asks Akasha, one second. Chassam Sofer asks, who says they shaved the hair by the oris to chashim? Again, I've never seen a tachash, right? But who says they cut the hair off entirely? The Rivash is assuming that they cut off the hair, and then the Rivash is assuming that, what's it called? then the Rivash is assuming that they don't need the hair that came off. Elamai, the malacha is a malacha on the or, it's not a malacha on the seyar.
Wait, did they not need it? Make any sort of cloth?
Yeah, the Urios are the leather covers of the Mishkan.
Oh, they're only leather?
Yeah, I mean, the Oros Tichashim are skins.
The big
day kahuna are made out of wool. Tchelas are gum and tolash shani.
So they do need the wool.
What?
They do need the wool.
They needed the wool to do the ariga, let's say, of the paroches, hamasach, etc. They needed wool also, but the assumption that the rivash is coming to is that the yisod of the malacha of gozes is not cutting off the wool, because you need the wool. The malacha is coming from the oros tukashim, etc. So gozes would be more of maleches ha'or than maleches ha'tzemer. Right, in terms of the, I think Rabbi Ribi at volume 3 is about Semer, volume 4 is like Ur and Kalim. It would be a volume 4 din, according to Rivashna, volume 3 din.
That's an
option, yeah. No, but it's a way of putting it together. Hi, Micha.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, so according to Rivash, what we're saying is that the text of the Malacha is not the Seir in the world, but it is.
It's the R itself.
But in like the applications nowadays or whatever, it's true that it's still not per se the sayer in the world. Like, what is the chesed of the malacha? Like, and does that have to be parallel also, or just what's not has to be parallel?
So the assumption is that we're comparing humans to animals in the sense of that cutting human hair is also going to be chayiv. So I'm not going to say
you don't want the skin.
Well, I might want the skin to appear and not to have the beard or the hair covering the skin.
Yeah, that's true for a beard. What about a haircut?
Also, you don't want the hair to be covering this area. Or
what if I go like this? Well, my hairs are shorter. I don't want the skin.
So wait.
Oh.
According to the Rivash, I could argue that you're not going to be chayiv in that case.
That's so crazy.
Yes, keep on reading the Bir Halacha.
Oh my God.
So the Bir Halacha writes, "V'kayotze bozem mamish kasav moro haran b'chidush of al Shabbos." Okay, that the Rebbe of the Rivash, right, the Ran, writes. Now, when he says the Ran over here, he is quoting what is not really the Ran. We call it the pseudo-Ran. The way Rabbi Rosenzweig says it, there's some reputable Rishon whose name was Ran, but it's not the normal Ran. It's a different guy. It's called the pseudo-Ran. That's what Rabbi Wallen calls it. So the Ran writes, "Bizelashono, machlokas biyad, pirish raju shun gozeh, shafo pishet nutzarek legiza, hovu nutzarek liyapos atzmo begiza zu, apazachai mishum gozeh." Dumya the gozes a shalach shu chayiv mishum gozes apamakum shenu tzarchu giza. Okay, so what's the Ran saying? And is the Ran exactly the same as the Rivash or not?
It sounds like he's saying that it's not that you want the hair to come off, but you want the after effects of that, which is the hair to be better.
I want my hair to be better. I want the yipui hagos. No? I look nicer. So the Mishnah Brura in this Bir Halacha is saying that the Rivash is the same as the Ran. But what you said is a real nafkamin. And those, I could have cases of Yipui that is not for the sake of the R. Right? Or I could have cases, the Rivash is saying that the Malacha is not to cut, not for the hair. The hair that comes off is not the chatz of the malacha, so to speak. The Rivash does not really use the word yipun. It could be that according to the Rivash, whenever hair is taken off, that's a malacha. Even if it's not yipun, the malacha is hair removal. The Ran is saying the malacha is yipun. Now, why does this matter? So it matters because of the following case that comes up all the time. Let's say a woman, our practice is that women cut their nails before going to the mikvah. Like for many women, that's like the hardest part of Judaism. The practice is, cutting nails. Many women are very into their nails, and cutting nails is like very hard. I think you can understand this much better than I can. I'll say it like that. So the practice is that women cut their nails before going to the mikvah for two reasons. The Taz says the reason is because oftentimes there's like dirt under your nail, and that dirt's going to be a chatzitza. And the Shach says that the reason is because the sheet of the Ra'avon is that something that will be cut off later can be a chatzitza unto itself. That the nail is a chatzitza on the lower part of the nail, chelek, because since it's going to be cut off, like, let's say, you know, you have like the white part of your nail and like the pinkish part. If the nail, the white part of the nail extends out and you'll cut it off at some point, so it's a chatzitza because the real chelek that has to be under the water is the part that's mamish touching the body. The part that's, let's say, at the level of the basar. Okay, so the practice is that women cut their nails before going to the mikvah. There's the famous tshuva of Chaim Ulzer about he was makel if a woman had a manicure, that she can go to the mikvah because he says that the paint itself, the nail polish itself, is not a chatzitza because it's lunoi. And even the...
Like a manicure or like a gel manicure?
So Reb Chaim Ulzer did not know anything about gel manicures. Regular nail polish. Gel manicures, if I understand correctly, just last much longer.
Right.
In other words, it can last a few weeks, and the regular manicure will last a few days.
Right.
But no matter what, any type of manicure will start to grow out.
Right.
And at some point, it's going to reach the level that, like, certain types of women don't like going out in public when their nails are not perfect. Is that also a fair statement? Again, you guys know this much better than I do. Now, you discussed this, I'm sure, in Hilchos Nidah Shiurim, right?
Yeah.
So it's
not perfect. It's not perfect, and
Sarah's
outside the house. Yeah.
Sarah's
wearing nail polish with chips.
Wearing nail polish with a chip. So the question is, would you go to some poskim use the expression, would you go to a wedding with chip nail polish?
I once spoke at a shul on Thomas with chip nail polish, and then this old man made a comment. It was very inappropriate.
Yeah, that's over. In my opinion, that's a little bit over the line. Yeah, Michal.
Okay, I have a question. This is not related to what we're talking about, but it is related.
Okay.
So sometimes they say in the context of mikvah, I don't know, not everybody can fit, but like, you shouldn't, let's say, like, for your chatzitza, like, shave your legs, then switch to your makvah about it, then we'll be a chatzitza.
Right.
But if you're going to shave your legs 2 days later, so you're going to be a chatzitza anyway, according to Sarah?
Right. So the Achronim distinguish between hair and nails. The assumption is, and I'm not exactly sure why, that hair is more of a chelek of the guf than the nails. So many poskim are makel that if I'm going to cut my hair, the kasha that Nachmanim asked is, okay, in certain Hasidic communities, the practice is that women shave their hair after marriage. But the first time they go to the mikvah before they're married, they still have hair. So the kasha is, why is the hair not a chatzitza for them the first time they go to the mikvah? Huh? So the Achron, the Avni Nezer, has an achuva that hair is somehow different than nails. It's not.
It has its own shear, like it has its own, but that's where it has to your body.
Apparently that's the assumption. Again, I don't fully understand it. I have to learn it again. But a woman doesn't forget to cut her nails before going to the mikvah on a Friday night.
Wait, you can't cut it on Shabbos.
You can't cut your nails on Shabbos. So is there a way out? Is there any kula?
You have a non-Jew. Go to a non-Jew and they clip your nails.
Okay, so you could go to a non-Jew and they clip your nails, and the best thing to do with their hands or with their teeth, right?
In other words, would you mind biting this off for me, please?
This is
amazing. You're welcome. You're good. Yeah. So that's a shvus to shvus mitzvah. No?
Yeah.
Slam dunk. Is it a shvus to shvus though? According to Tysus.
No, because there's no malachas
in the
different gufa. It's
pleasure,
so it would never be anything
good. According to Tysus, it's gufa, so it's going to be putter no matter what. So asking a guy to cut it off is going to be fine, according to Tysus, even with scissors.
Wow.
Because it's shvus to shvus. It's a mira la nachri to cut off nails. Cutting off nails is a drabanum, because malachas shein tzricha l'gufa. Now, it happens that malachas shein tzricha l'gufa is more chamor than other shvusim. There's a whole perek in the Masechta about kol kisvei, about when you have a fire, okay? This is something I understand. You have a fire. Let's say theoretically you're in a hotel for Pesach and there's a fire. Theoretically, right? Such a thing happens. They actually took out the Sifrei Torah to give them...
They didn't have
the tefillin. You should know I left my tefillin upstairs when I ran down and I'm like all nervous. But okay, I'm not like running up for my tefillin. But they did take out the Sifrei Torah. That's how we had the minyan outdoors with the laning.
If my tefillin muksa, did you even take them out?
So whether tefillin are muksa or not, in Shin Ches, the pashtus is that Shulchan Aruch writes that tefillin considered kelei shemachdola heter. Others assume that tefillin are kelei shemachdola iser. Part of my bar mitzvah pshetel was about this depends on whether we assume that it's usher to wear tefillin on Shabbos, or whether we assume just that there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin on Shabbos. I said this a very long time ago, but 36 years ago, to be precise. So if a woman doesn't cut her nails before going to the mikveh on Shabbos, so according to Tysus, it's a shvus to shvus, categorically, because cutting nails is a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, it's asur midrabbanan. According to the Ran, what's the din?
Yeah, well, I guess it gets pretty
weird. Does it? When a woman cuts her nails to go to the mikveh, is it liyapos?
The amount that the manager ladies make fun of me when I ask them to cut it shorter, I think that means I'm done with it.
I love my nails short.
So women who cut, but in all seriousness, is it really liyapos when you cut your nails to go to the mikveh? I understand when I go for a manicure. Or when the woman goes for a manicure, I understand that that is liyapos, that the amount that they're cutting the nails is like to the right amount to make it look nicer. When you cut nails to go to the mikveh, you're cutting it down to the level of the basar. Many can argue, right? Michal might disagree with this, but many could argue that is not liyapos.
For those that actually do
goosies on Shabbos. By the way, the Pisrei Tshuva there in Yerideya Simin Kuf Tzadi Ches Se'if Chaf makes a distinction between fingernails and toenails. Okay.
Wait, so what should you do? Get a non-Jew. What if you don't have a non-Jew?
But again, but even a non-Jew might not help according to the way we saw the Rivash. If the malacha of... I want to get to the skin. So according to the Rivash, it might not be a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. According to the Ran, according to Tysus for sure, it's a shvus to shvus.
We rely on the Taz, then it's just for the dirt.
According to the Taz, all you have to do is remove the dirt. And according to the Taz, you have to be careful not to scrape the nail itself, because that would also be a gozes form, right? If I just remove the dirt, that's going to be okay. But if I remove part of the nail, that is going to be gozes. Here. So if you want, there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. In Yerideh Kuf Tzadi Ches Se'if Chaf. But the Mishnah Berurah over here tips his hat. Look in this Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel. Isha sheshachacha litol tiparnaya me'er Shabbos, be'erat filosa b'leil Shabbos. Masik ha-magen Avram, she'tomer lo'ubed kochovim litol b'yad, de'veshvus de'shvus b'makom mitzvah. Right? Meaning, the Magen Avram begins his conversation by quoting the Rivash, but at the very end of his conversation, this is the first Magen Avram here in Shin Mem, the very end of his conversation, he quotes Taisus. Once I hold like Taisus, the Shvus to Shvus Makom Mitzvah is going to be okay. So you should ask a guy to do it biyad. A guy does it biyad, that means a triple Shvus. Amir l'nachri, to do it in a not normal way, right? Right, biyad, again, one could argue that maybe biyad is normal in our world, that too many people pick their nails, but Bishinov is for sure, right?
With their left hand, maybe you actually fix the.
So the Magen Avraham says, that's a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. E efshar biyad, im e efshar biyad, mutar afilu bekeli. If you can't do it biyad, if the guy doesn't want to rip your nails, so then the guy can do it bekeli, because it's still a shvus to shvus. The Magen Avraham is relying on Taisus.
Can I say what?
Can I say what?
But what if you're like, can you do it biyad? I mean, they decide for themselves, actually, I'd rather do it bekeli, and they're doing it really for themselves.
So then I get involved in an issue that the Shach and the Taz speak about there, whether it's called Mesayeya. Meaning, someone is not going to cut my fingernails unless I put out my hand and I assist them. Right? If I am, it ain't going to work to cut your nails unless you assist. So then there's part of that machlokas between the Shach and the Taz is whether there's an iser of misayeya in this case. That's a whole other chelak in the shir. But the Mishnah Brura then concludes, if you don't have a guy to do it, so yesh lismuch b'shas hadchak al yedei al hanikor shetinaker tachas hatziporin muvad sheta'ayin heter shlo yehei bo shum tinov. That Mishnah Berurah writes that you can rely on the Taz, that you just get rid of the dirt underneath it, right? You should really have a guy do it. If a guy is not available to do it, so then you just remove the dirt, you follow the Taz. In the Breuer's mikvah, they have a goyish woman on call every Friday night. Now, what the heck? That goyish woman thinks she is supposed to be doing. Like, here,
she,
be.
She's working for a nail salon.
She's working. You are hereby designated to bite off the nails. But what's interesting is, though, we see that malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, even though it's more chamor in terms of putting it, this is the point I started making before, it's more chamor in terms of putting out a fire by kol kisvei, right? I'm only allowed to save certain svarim, etc. Right? Why don't I just put out the fire? Why don't I just ask a guy to put out the fire? Tishvus tishvus. Malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. So we are more machmir in general on melacha shein tzricha l'gufa than we are on other things. But in this case, if the round, actually the last round in Parak HaMatznia has that idea, but we are still meko that we consider melacha shein tzricha l'gufa like a shvus, and we're going to be meko on shvus to shvus, the mako mitzvah if a woman did not cut her hair before going to the mikvah. Yeah.
I don't have to. I don't know. Okay, but doesn't the Ramah like say that like if your nails aren't cut, like you should even go back
like, and give the evidence? So the Shach says that if your nails are not cut, so, the Shach holds like the Ra'avon, the Taz does not hold like the Ra'avon. The Taz assumes that
generally when it comes to like Ashkenazim or Ramah, when it comes to having your nails cut because of the Ramah.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the Shach and the Taz are arguing on the Pshat in the Ramah. Is the Ramah saying just that you go back when there's dirt, or is the Ramah saying that you? That the nail itself is a chatzitza unto itself. The Shach understands you are right, but the Taz says that it's only out of the dirt. The Mishnah Berurah over here is paskening like the Taz, at least b'di'evet. I wrote a letter to Rabbi Fivel Cohen, Zecharonu Livracha, years ago, because in the Badei HaShulchan, he writes that we pasken like the Shach, not like the Taz. So I wrote to him that the Mishnah Berurah over here sounds like he's relying on the Taz. This is one of those things he never wrote back to me. He wrote back to me a lot of times, but this one he did not write back. Yeah.
So I have another question. What makes that Ramal, like we were just saying, like in the case of the Diabet, if you get to Mekhan Friday night and you were not yet Kovela, so is that the Diabet because you got there and your stuff? Or
so the assumption is. Again, we're meikel in those cases because the assumption is that's considered with tzarach mitzvah. Once you're at the mikvah, to delay a night, we assume is, yeah.
Are you supposed to knock on your neighbor's door? Like, can you cut my nails?
Well, usually you ask the mikvah lady to do it for you. Or
no, I meant on Shabbos.
What?
But isn't that on Shabbos? I'm supposed to go to my neighbors and then ask them, a random non-Jew? But isn't that considered a mila?
But Amira l'Nachri to do an Isser d'Rabbanon l'Tzarech Mitzvah is okay. Shvus to Shvus b'makom Mitzvah.
But I'm asking practically. I'm supposed to ask Nick, my random neighbor, to cut my nails.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But that's what Mishnah Berurah is asking.
Also in Israel, they're like, not really
seeing you. So they have Goyim, like they have like Shabbos Goyim whose job is to do this stuff. Yeah.
Why?
Why? By the way, over here, you ask directly. You don't have to hint. But what's that movie about, like, the hinting or something?
Wow, these nails are so... They were so dumb. It's actually crazy. We were in a hotel one time, and the housekeeping came in and turned off the light, or like, turned on the light, whatever, like, onto the mat. I don't know, whatever. And we're like, oh, it's, like, it's so bright in here. And he's like, here's the lights. And we're like, but it's just really bright. And he's like, yeah, this is how the lights
work.
Did you watch
it?
And I'm like, this?
And we're
like,
it goes up and down. They're like, no, what do you mean? Yeah. Okay, so what about a woman who doesn't comb her hair?
Hair is more attached to your body.
So hair is more attached to your body. Maybe. Can I have the heter of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah to ask a guy to comb the hair? Combing, why is combing the hair worse than cutting the nails? You need a keli. Okay, right. Theoretically, the minhag is that we use a keli. Technically speaking, to prepare for the mikvah, you probably could use your hands. The Tiferes L'Moshe on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch writes that the minhag of women is that they use a brush or a comb on the hair on their head, but other hair on the body, they'll use their hands. That's what it says in the Tiferes L'Moshe. But if a woman does not comb her hair before going to the mikvah, can you ask a goy to comb the hair for you? Why would hair be different than nails?
It's more liyakos.
It's more liyakos, right? Combing hair, l'cha'ora, is when I cut my nails to go to the mikvah, that might not be liyakos. But combing hair makes the hair look nicer.
But if you cover your hair,
it's still liyakos. Because dirty little secret, women don't cover their hair all the time in front of their husbands.
They're gonna put your piece of your rush on, and then I'll probably just get my stuff
again. But it is liyakos. So the avni, so in the egle tal, in the Malacha of Gozes, Os Yudalid, the Egling Tal has a chiddush, which is that Gozes al Yudei a kolm is considered shelo kedarko. Wow. Gozes is only kedarko if you're using a scissors. When I speak about a keli is when I want to cut my hair, I use a scissors. When I use my comb and hair comes out, that is an unfortunate consequence of being my age and having hair that comes out when I use a comb. No? That is not the derech of pulling hair out. That's the chiddush of the egle tal. Many debate that chiddush. And they say, no, like something that happens all the time, right? Is it really shelo kederech? Like now, is it a davar she'eino miskaven? When I pull my hair out with a comb, maybe it always comes out. Maybe it's a psik resha. There is a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis whether this is considered a psik resha though. Let's go azoy. Daf nun. Right? So the Gemara says, Hanunam Beis, Nazir Chofe from a past Pesav Lo Sorev. A Nazir is allowed to wash his hair with like some shampoo. Mipas Peis means the Nazir is allowed to make a part on the hair, like, but Lo Sorev, you can't be Sorev. I mean, you can't, a Nazir cannot comb his hair. Zacht Rashi, the reason why the Nazir cannot comb his hair is because Vadai Meshir, meaning it's a psik ratio. Taisvis argues on Rashi. Taisvis on Nunam Bey says, Lo Sorek, he quotes that the Gemara in Nazir writes, Hasam Mefarish Taimah, Mishum Hasharas Nimen Hamadol Dolos Miskavein. Over there, the reason is, you see on Nunam Bey, the second little Taisvis, Avol?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Taisvis says, Avol Lo Sorek, that the Gemara says that the Gemara Nazir says that your kavana really is to pull off a few hairs. Right? Your kavana is that you have some stray hairs and you want to get rid of those. Rashi says it's a psik ratio. Taisma says it's not a psik ratio. Years ago, like the first year I was saying Chaburas in Yeshiva, so I had the following shtickle Torah, which is that Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about the definition of a psik ratio in the sense of psik ratio in the aggregate. When I comb my hair, so every motion is not going to pull hairs out. It's just that acharei kechlos hakol, right, when all is said and done, some hairs will come out because I'm using 30, 40, 50 strokes and al yaday all of those strokes, some hair will come out. Is that considered a psik ratio? Can I divide each maisa separately? Right? The Urayim writes, I'm not supposed to run in the grass on Shabbos, in high grass, because it's a psik ratio that you'll pull out grass. Is it a psik ratio? Each maisa of a step is not a psik ratio that's going to pull out grass. I thought that this is a machlokas. Between Rashi and Tosis here on Dav Nun, and it also comes up. I thought on Chuf Gimel, Rashi and Tosis in a few places argue about what I call the aggregate psik ratio situation. When the Egloi Tal says that it's considered not the derech to pull out hair al yedei yakom, so that's debatable. Is it a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa to pull out? Is it a melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa? Is the machlokas between, let's say, Tosis, the Rivash, and the Ram? Is it a davar she'ein lo miskavein, right? Or maybe it's a psik resha. So I think that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Nun. Halacha l'maisa, it says in all the books that if a woman didn't cut her nails before going to the mikvah, try to get a goy. Woman didn't cut her hair, so it says in all the books, ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
So what's the rabbi supposed to say?
I don't know. Many of the Svarim do not like the Egloi Tal and his Svaris Lahakel, but l'maisa,
I can't rely on the men to see your hair.
You said you could probably do that, right? But you have to do a very good job. In other words, the idea of the combing the hair is to make sure the hair isn't, that there's no hairs tied together. If one hair is tied onto itself or two hairs are tied together, that's a problem. Ezra is mitaking chafifa in order to solve that problem, that you comb your hair before you go to the mikvah. If you hold that using the hand is okay, that's fine. There is a Rashi in Meseches Nida, who writes that chafifa means b'masrek, right? Does it have to be with a comb dafka? The Gemara also in Meseches Nida says that hada efshar, hada iefshar, that you can't do a chafifa on Shabbos. Why not? Right? Why can't you do a chafifa on Shabbos with your hands, etc.? There are slight indications that you shouldn't do it, but we're already getting a field. Okay, Chevra, questions, comments? Jokes. Two rabbis walk into a bar.
One said, you brush your hair on Shabbat? My mother said, ask your mom more than I'm grandma.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Okay. Excellent.